From the Sky Roads News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. A decision on the proposed Georgina Island fixed link could come as early as next month, after project details were submitted to the Federal Impact Assessment Agency of Canada. If approved, the $450 million bridge and causeway project could start construction in 2026 and provide year-round road access between Georgina Island and the mainland. Some environmental groups and residents are still calling for a full impact assessment, while the First Nations says the project would replace ferries and winter ice roads with a safer, more reliable connection. The Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority is warning residents not to use neighborhood stormwater ponds for skating or other winter recreation. The authority says water is constantly flowing in and out of these ponds, making ice conditions unpredictable and dangerous even when the surface appears frozen. Residents are encouraged to use designated trails and municipal facilities instead, and to call 911 if someone falls through the ice. East Gwillimbury is offering a snow removal financial assistance program to help seniors and residents with disabilities pay for winter snow removal. Eligible residents who hire a service provider during the 2025-2026 winter season can receive a $150 grant, with 75 grants available through the pilot program. Applications must be submitted in person by April 15, 2026. To learn more or find the forms to apply, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.